Minisode 12,
a futures radio show, sponsored by CME Group, the world's leading and most diverse futures and options exchange. CME Group's markets help individuals and businesses around the world manage risk and seize opportunities. Learn more at futuresfundamentals.com.
Every day, traders and investors dive in to tackle the ever-changing markets to find opportunity. Futures Radio Show is your number one source for answers to the questions that all market participants want to ask. Veteran futures trader Anthony Crudelli sits down with the most influential leaders and top traders in the industry. Now, here's your host, Anthony Crudelli.
Hey everyone, before I begin today's show, I want to thank our sponsors. CME Group, Top Step Trader, and Trading Technologies. With TT, you can trade the global markets from virtually anywhere. They are the world's fastest commercially available futures trading platform. Create your account and try it now free at tryttnow.com. Now today I spoke with a man who's very familiar with one of the most requested topics here at Futures Radio Show. How to get funded by someone else to trade futures. His name is Michael Patak, and he's the CVO and founder of Top Step Trader. We sat down together to chat about what it takes for futures traders to get funded. As always, thank you all for listening, and please enjoy this episode. Hi, everyone. Just a quick note. If you're listening to this on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, or any other podcasting platform, be aware that this was an in-person video interview that you could find on our website at futuresradioshow.com, or you could check it out on our YouTube channel. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Michael, it's great to have you here today. Now, before we get into topics, I want to talk about my visit to Top Step Trader. I've been to Google, and when I walked into Top Step Trader, I felt like I was walking into a mini Google. What made you guys decide to design it like that?
Well, first, thanks for comparing our office to Google's office. What made us design it like that is we wanted to just have this tech environment feel. We wanted a very open office. It has the industrial feel, the loft feel, kind of like your typical hipster office, kind of what you'd say.
Yeah, no, I love it. And technology has become such a huge part of the trading industry. And I love how you guys implemented like what Google's doing so successfully into your business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so tech is a big part of our business. It's something that we're really spending a lot of. Tech isn't a cost. It's more of a business strategy, is to drive towards a better user experience, drive towards helping the user out each and every way. Tech is a big part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, today I wanted to talk a lot about investing our time as traders before investing our capital.
Yeah.
I think it's probably one of the things this industry really needs to work on the most, because we have such great access now. You can open up a futures trading account and within 24 hours you could be trading futures.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said from my personal experience that I should have invested more time before I invested my capital. I thought I was totally ready. I went in and I spent, a few years on the trading floors, started to trade, blew through a few accounts. And really, by the time I was ready to become what I felt was a successful trader, I was out of capital.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, geez, I went through all of this. Now I'm here, and now I'm almost out of money. And everyone knows that story. I had to borrow to eventually get myself back in the game. But you guys are doing something very interesting in the industry, a very unique space. Mm-hmm. I don't think really anyone else is doing it exactly the way that you guys are. So talk to us about this combine that you guys do.
Well, first, your journey, how you started, was what a lot of people start on. I know when I first started, I went through three $30,000 trading accounts, and that was really painful. I came from Nebraska, didn't know too much about trading, started throwing money in the markets, wasn't finding success. So I learned basically the hard way, baptism by fire, so to speak. Sounds like that's kind of your start too. Well, Top Step and what we're doing here is letting people learn from a simulated to kind of graduating to a live environment. And that's something that we really take a lot of pride in. It's a patent-pending process that we have that allows people to get the education by just doing. The market is your greatest teacher, and the evaluation that we have while you're in the combine, we're watching you trade, and then we have a funding opportunity for those that meet the criteria.
It's funny you said the market is your greatest teacher, and I'm someone who believes that although you should be going in and doing simulated trading, I believe that you when you start trading live is really when you start to learn more about yourself, you're handling the emotions of it, and all that goes into it. And what I like about you guys is that you have this combine that doesn't teach technicals or fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
it teaches risk management.
Yes, and that's how you get a feel for things. So I can show you guys this real quick if you guys want to jump into here. So basically, you talked about a trading account when you started. I started and I lost three $30,000 trading accounts when I first started. So if you look at, we have, and I mentioned the simulated to funded kind of path that we have for any individual out there in the world. And we can start by just looking at a $30,000 account. What we do in the combine is we give you a simulated account with $30,000 starting balance. You have a maximum position size of a 3 lot. And we're just looking at this one right here. And you can get different size accounts, but you have a daily loss limit of $500. Now, the users here need to understand, again, the feeling of trading. So simulated environment with max position size with a daily loss limit. And really, there's risk criteria that are built into this. And when I say built into this, you sign up, you get a $30,000 trading account, simulated account. You then come down here, and you have an objective. This objective allows you to understand, all right, how do I advance and progress at Top Step? And what this also does is it teaches people how to manage risk. These are the basic rules that we have. First, we need to see you trade at least 10 days. That gives us enough data to see how you're trading. Then also, we have here, do not hit or exceed your daily loss limit. Now, that's where the sweat hits the brow on that one, is when you're trading and you have a loss limit. Anybody can trade on a simulator without a loss limit. But this one allows you, and in the combine, allows you to feel what it's like to actually have some skin in the game. So now you're going to feel the markets. You mentioned that when you're live trading, you feel it. Well, this gives you a feeling of live trading when you have some criteria that you need to follow. And if you meet this objective, you advance towards the funded account.
Talk to us about some of the criteria that people need to pass in order to get funded.
Well, so people need to pass. So I'll speak really quickly about this. Your objective here is to follow these rules that are right here and then profit this amount. Now, this is for the $30,000 account. As you can see, as you move to different accounts, the profit targets move up. Now, the cool part about this is how much you're going to learn about yourself as you start trading. Now, a lot of people don't know that, and I think you and I figured that out the hard way, that you learn the most by doing. So when you jump in here, jump right in here to the dashboard, here's where you're going to learn a lot about yourself. Now, you sign up, you then start trading, and you start learning, okay, what to do and not to do. You're seeing setups in the markets. Well, your stats are all getting pushed in here each day, and you see your rules here, and you can see if you're following the rules or not. And the rules, again, are those risk rules that we talked about that really every trader should have. Now, down here, basic metrics that any person should follow is sitting right here in front of you. And we have just your score at the end of the day, your net P&L. How'd you do? That's one of the major metrics that we have as far as, hey, you need to reach a certain profit target. Now, to understand the most about yourself as a trader, we want to understand, how long am I holding trades, winners versus losers, how big are my winners versus my losers. These little things are what I call the money ball, you know, the movie The Money Ball, the money ball of trading. To understand how Michael Patak or Anthony trades is to understand and to look at our data.
Now, Michael, talk to me about analytics, because I'm someone who really believes in analytics. I know that if I'm trading S&P too actively, mm-hmm. a lot of times it's not the best thing for me.
Overtrading.
I know, overtrading. I'm guilty. That's definitely one of the things I've had to work on over the years. Like I said, I really believe in analytics. Talk to us about some of these analytics that you guys have, mm-hmm. and also talk to me about, are they live? Or like, am I getting an indication, hey, you're overtrading today? Is there some alert method? I'm just curious, how deep do these analytics go?
Well, funny you say the alert meta. We're working towards that direction. Right now, it's end of the day stats. So you trade all day long. We're not interfering with you, pinging you on different triggers right now. But at the end of the day, the stats here, they jump into your trade report. Basically, you're trading, all your stats pull into our trade report here. And you can see how you did in crude oil, S&Ps, gold. These are the three most popular traded products in the combine. Big thing that we do is tell and help you understand when you're in the combine. Average winning trade greater than average losing trade. You want that your average winning trade to be larger than your losing trade. The time in which you can see the time this individual is holding a trade. You know, he's holding the winners for an hour and 30 minutes and the losers for 26 minutes. That's the whole cutting your losers, letting your winners ride. We hear about these cliche statements out there. These are actually pretty true. So you want to be on the winning side. Keep the math on your side. You can do a lot of that by looking at your metrics and how you trade and the patterns that you have day in and day out.
Now, Michael, we talked about how this can help new traders, but talk to me about advanced traders, because there's so many traders like myself out there, prop traders, that are looking at this going, well, how do I fit into this? I have already been trading. I have some capital. And I talked about some traders saying that they needed a little bit extra push or maybe some more capital. And maybe they can't get to a prop group because they live in a different country. Talk to us about Top Step Traders helping veteran traders.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, that's I was a veteran trader, and I had to go to a prop group to get backing and all that kind of great stuff. The great thing about our program is you can just complete these steps, trade a minimum of 10 days, reach a profit target, and as long as you're following these rules, you advance to a funded account. Now, what's great about the funded account is you keep 80% of your profits. First, you keep the first 5,000. It's kind of like your signing bonus. You keep the first 5,000 of profits, all of it, and then 80% thereafter. We have people from 150 different countries. Last year alone, we funded 550 people. These are people from all around the world. You can trade from anywhere, like I'm talking about. And the commissions that your account gets hit are discount brokerage firm commissions. So there's no gouging there. So it is a great, attractive environment for anybody, whether you have your own personal brokerage account and you want a Top Step Trader funded account, or whether you said, hey, you know what? I just want to do a funded account, and I want somebody else to back me. You never have to contribute your own capital.
And they can do this from any country in the world.
They can do this from anywhere, correct.
Anywhere, great. Yeah, one of the most popular questions we get on Futures Radio Show is, Anthony, I want to get involved in futures, but should I trade for myself? Or we also get the veteran traders that are like, hey, Anthony, you know what? I've had a similar story to you. I feel like I've went through some money, I've burned some cash, and now I'm ready to trade, but I just don't have the capital to do it. You guys are providing a void for basically both of those people.
Correct, yeah. So we provide this area for an individual who's completely new to get their feet wet, understand, fail in an environment that's safe. Now that's a big, big thing, because I lost three $30,000 accounts, and that's a lot of money. And that was before I was 25 years old, and I'm a little older than that now. And you had lost some money when you first started. So it's getting them to feel it before they start trading. Now also the veterans that have been around for a while, maybe they need a transition from a different trading style to or different style of trading, or where they are trading or how they're trading, and they need to understand and hone and develop either a new strategy or just tweak up and adjust the one they currently have. This is a great environment for them to learn and improve each and every day. Again, a safe environment, but with real purpose.
Yeah. Now, you and I had a conversation before we came on today, and we also had a great conversation on Futures Radio Show about performance coaches, mentors. I've had mentors from the early stages of my career up until the current stages. Some mentors don't even know that they're actually mentoring me, but I follow them. And I think that that's so important in the trading world, because you need to have that performance coach. You need to have that mentor. Somebody helps you get over humps. What are you guys doing to help traders with that?
Well, so we have performance coaches. And I love what you said there about you were having a mentor. I had a mentor too, and I had to move from Nebraska to Chicago to find that individual, and that individual helped me stay accountable. It helped me understand my bad habits. Everybody has them, and helped to work on those. And also, he helped me understand my strengths. That's what our performance coaches do. They do the exact same type of thing, and they do it for individuals by looking at their metrics, by communicating with them, and we're having great success with that. So we really like that, because it's something that really helped me in my pivotal moment in my trading.
Talk about that pivotal moment. What was something that really helped you?
Something that really helped me, for one, was accountable. The big thing, I think, was accountable. For one, discipline needs to be instilled within a trader as your foundation. That is very hard, because you can't read about discipline, you can't do that. You have to go and engage the markets. The markets, again, are your greatest teacher, and they will teach you discipline if you have somebody or something that holds you accountable to it. So discipline for me was found in having my own rules, and then also having a mentor that knew about these rules and helped me stay accountable to those.
Yeah, see that, everybody, being accountable for your trades. I've always learned by helping other traders that it's actually helped me become a better trader. That's why I think it's so important to be in communities and to be with people like Top Step Trader. And Twitter's also a great resource for this. When you put something out there, you feel accountable by it now. It's like, hey, I'm looking to be long, or I'm looking to be short something. And I think that that's very important in this industry, and you guys are doing a great job with helping traders out. So we've talked about this today. You guys have give traders the ability to try this out for free. Talk to us about that.
So what you can do, you can can come to the site, you can sign up for a two-week trial. It's getting familiar, like a practice account. It's getting familiar with everything. You want to try things out before. I call it shooting hoops in the driveway. Go out there, shoot as many hoops as possible, trade as much as possible, get a feel for things, and then when you're ready, enter the combine. So that's where we evaluate you. The trading combine is where we evaluate you and your trading.
So what are they accomplishing by getting the free aspect of it?
So what they're accomplishing by getting the free aspect of it is they're getting, for one, they're getting familiar with what they want to trade, what platform they want to trade it on, when they want to trade. They're also getting their metrics under the dashboard that I mentioned earlier, which you can start to then either work with a performance coach, or you can actually just gauge these by yourself and get an understanding of little patterns and, hey, today I did poorly. Oh, I overtraded. We can go back to the overtrading thing. Or today I did really well. I held my winners longer than my losers. Great. So you get an idea of your patterns. There's so much to be said about your patterns. We can watch it on sports on TV, and they talk about different players on the field and their patterns that they create. We have patterns too. So you want to get an understanding of that. When you get an understanding of that, you can then really tweak and adjust your trading style and strategy to then get yourself in a profitable strategy. And that's something that we want to be evaluating you in the combine, so then we can put you on a funded account.
Absolutely, sounds great. Michael, thank you so much for coming on Futures Radio Show today.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you.
Thank you for listening to Futures Radio Show. If you have any questions or comments for myself or my guests, please visit futuresradioshow.com and sign up to be a premium member for free. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes.